Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, change can be a good thing.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Change can be a good thing if it's done for the right reasons. Over the past few weeks, we've been talking about business building tools for construction companies. We discussed how good tools and systems help us know what's going on in our business. The focus has been on what we currently call the production tracker and how it has changed over the years. What started as a simple tool for numbering construction projects eventually expanded into tracking projects all the way through production. Change can be good if it's done for the right reasons. Sometimes changes need to be made to improve our tools. Other times, those changes can take a tool beyond what it was originally designed to do. That is why it is important to periodically and intentionally step back and review your tools and processes. Otherwise, you're just doing things because that's the way we've always done it. Doing business that way can leave you operating from the bottom of a rut. These changes were made to the original job list were good and necessary. The problem wasn't the information we were adding, but that one tool was being asked to do the work of two. Last week I shared that a good tool should have one primary purpose. Splitting the job list into two separate tools was putting that principle into practice. The goal wasn't to create more work, but to create two better tools. One tool helps us understand how we're doing before a project begins, and the other tool helps us understand what's happening after the project is signed. The Proposal Tracker. The first tool is the Proposal Tracker. This tool focuses on everything that happens before a proposal becomes a project. Instead of trying to manage the entire life of a job, it concentrates on the proposal process. That allows us to answer questions like, how many proposals are we writing? What percentage of those proposals become projects? What is our average proposal amount? How many change orders are being proposed and approved? Having this information in one place gives us a much clearer picture of how the sales side of our business is performing. It tracks information such as proposal project number, customer name and project description, proposal amount, proposal signed or not, proposed and signed change orders, date signed, average proposal amount. The production tracker. Once the customer says yes and the proposal is signed, the production tracker takes over. At this point, we're no longer asking sales questions. We're asking production questions. How much work is currently under contract? How much has been collected? How much work is still in production? When should projects be completed? These are completely different questions, which is why they deserve a separate tool. The production tracker includes information such as project number, customer name and project description, signed production amount, dollars collected, remaining balance, projected completion date, average job amount. Although each tool has its own primary purpose, they work together as one complete system. The proposal tracker helps us understand what's happening before the sale. The production tracker helps us understand what's happening after the sale. Together, they provide a much clearer picture of what is happening throughout the business. Every system could be reviewed from time to time. The question isn't just, is this system working? The better question is this system still accomplishing the job it was designed to do? For us, the answer was no. Each tool now does exactly what it was designed to do, and that's what makes the whole system stronger. Will these tools continue to change? Probably. Change is inevitable. The important thing in building your best business is to be aware of where you are and your current situation. Then take the time to understand what needs to change. Once you have that understanding, take intentional action. Otherwise, nothing will change. As you move forward, continue to learn and improve. That's how you move closer to living the dream. Every business is different, and every business needs tools that fit the way it operates. If you have questions about these tools or any others, we'd be happy to help. Feel free to schedule a free meeting or check out the tools already available in the Business Building Toolbox. You'll find those links in the description below. This is us helping you build your dream business.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.